I was.
Bank of Cardiff, this is Surya.
What was that again? I didn't get catch your name.
Oh, it's Surya.
Surya, how are you doing today? My name's Ruben, Layla, and I was trying to. I had gotten some information from a gentleman by the name of Patrick.
Patrick.
On some business. Yeah, Patrick Stanley.
Okay.
And he sent me an email with some information on an application on a one-page app, and he sent it through PDF. But for some reason, I'm trying to print it, and it's not when I save it to my computer, it's automatically saving it in a text format.
Okay.
So I have no way of printing it so that I can fill out what I need to fill out, so that I can return it to you guys or whoever I need to return it to.
It's just kind of saving funny on your computer because of the formatting, or it's.
Yes, so the form. Well, because even if I try to open it up in a PDF, it's still. I mean, it's not even allowing me to save it as a PDF. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
It's just saying, it's just a text format, and I'm like, well, I should be able to save it in a PDF format, and it's not. So, I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say, is it just a blank application, right? Is it the working capital application?
I think so, yes, ma'am. I'll tell you, I can open it up and I can read it, like, mm-hmm. on my computer, but, well, like I said, it's a commercial credit application.
Okay.
And then I have another one that is called,
equipment application?
The merchant pre-qualification form.
Okay. I believe I have both those forms. What I could do is, I can scan them and re-email them to you. That way, they won't be formatted. They should just be like scanned, so they should be able to print easier. Or I can fax them to you.
I don't have a fax, so that
okay.
way, if you can scan them to me, that would probably be better. Because for some reason, I've been trying to get this stuff done. I have everything that I need to do in order to get my stuff submitted to you guys. It's just that this is the only problem that I'm having right now.
Yeah.
So.
Let me try to shoot those to you. What's your email address?
It's ROO4040@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. And what's the name of your business?
It's TTA Sports Performance.
Sports. And just so that I can give Patrick the message too, and I'm going to send you the email now, but what's your first name's Ruben, you said?
Yes, ma'am, Ruben.
Okay. And your phone
Ruben
number?
432-803-4926. And, you know, I've been trying to get a hold of Patrick all day, and for some reason on the direct phone number that I do have for him was just stating that I could not reach him. It could not be reached at this time. So I don't know if he was out for the day or whatnot, but.
Let me check. We do work in just offices, like, down the hall from each other, so I can go over there and check. But first, just so I don't delay you, I'm going to shoot that email to you so that you can get going on
okay.
those applications. And I'll go down and walk down to him and give him the message to give you a call if he's here. If he's not here, I'll just call you back because I think, you know, he's probably here. Maybe it was just the phone systems. I know we're switching over, so it could have been something to do with that and might just be an issue with the phone. But if he's here, I'll have him give you a call.
That would work. That would be awesome.
Okay, all right. And so it's kind of ruru4040@yahoo.com, right?
Correct, ma'am. It's ROO4040.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'm going to email those to you. I'm just going to scan them and then email and get them going. So it should be about 5 minutes. You'll get that email.
That'll work.
Okay,
perfect.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you,
okay,
ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.